Okay, everybody, we are talking with John Weaver, making bacon. Okay, anything that has the word bacon in it, John, has got to be the best thing in the world.
I would tend to agree.
Because there is nothing better than a big old platter of bacon.
You bet, with a good garden tomato on it.
Oh, man, that's perfect. That is perfect. So tell me a little bit about making bacon. Tell me about the business.
All right, well, we're a custom-exempt slaughter and butcher plant in Lakeway, Arkansas. We've been in business there since 2016. We started cutting deer, kind of getting all the equipment and things lined out. 2019, we started full-time doing beef, hogs, do a few goats and lambs from time to time, different things such as that.
So how does the process work? So do you go out and get stuff? Do people bring it to you? How does that all work?
Well, most of the time, than a custom plant, people will bring their livestock to us for custom slaughter, and that's what we'll do. Now, the Weaver Farm side of the business is I raise beef and hogs and sell them as well. You can't come into the shop and just buy a package of ribeyes, but I can sell you a beef down to a quarter, whole, half, or quarter beef, and the hogs, we do them whole or half. So you can come and purchase one from me, and then we custom slaughter it and process it to you'll cut to your order.
Okay, so when you say down to a quarter, tell me about how much beef are we talking about.
Okay, I just delivered a beef here in Harrison's, what I did this morning, all the way up, and they took a quarter of a beef, and that quarter of a beef dressed finished product of around 120 pounds. That's 1,100 pound beef, and then during the process, it breaks down into smaller portions. So quarters around, depending on the size of the beef, 120 to 150 pounds, typically half a beef, and then, of course, it's double that. So then in a whole beef, a carcass, that carcass was 700 pounds. Then we, after the processing, then it was down to, you take another 10 or 15% of the weight off of that on the carcass weight.
So this is going to be the best quality you can find, because this is not just something that you're picking up at the grocery store that has every kind of chemical in the world in it.
Exactly. You get all, this is all one beef. And we have them, we raise our beef there on the farm. We have Angus cattle, and we grain finish them. We tried to do some grass finish. I can offer those. That's a little trickier to do in this part of the world, especially with the drought last year. I had to tell some folks that we just couldn't finish them. The grass-fed beef was just wasn't good for the quality. So we mostly push our grain-fed beef. I can put them up and feed them and finish them that way.
Well, the only example I have of meat processing is there was an I Love Lucy episode where they bought a side of beef, and then they had to try to figure out where to store the beef, and then they ended up having to cook all the beef because they couldn't store it. It was a big old mess. So this sounds like a lot easier of a process.
Exactly. Yeah, we try to make it a little handier than that for you.
Absolutely. Okay, what about smoked meats? Do you do that?
We do. Now, on the processing side, we smoke and cure our hams or bacon. A lot of folks are doing what they call shoulder bacon now on the pork. The beef, most of the smoking that we do there is we have been making some beef bacon for some customers that don't eat pork, either for religious reasons or health reasons or stuff. A lot of folks don't eat pork, so we take the brisket of that beef and cure it just like you would a side of pork or pork belly.
Okay, now that's got to be the most delicious thing in the world.
Pretty neat stuff. It is. It's a little different than the pork bacon, but the people that are getting it are just love it.
Well, see, I love it all. It doesn't matter to me what it is. It's just going to be. It's just good eating.
You can tell by me looking at me. I like to eat.
Me too. So, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, kind of when I was a kid, we butchered our own beef and hogs, or mostly hogs. If we had a beef, we sold them, but we raised our own hogs, and I was really small the last time we done hogs at home. My granddad, the old smokehouse out back, I thought was as big as a gymnasium when I was a kid. They had the racks around with the table salt and the hams hanging from the rafters and all, and just kind of had that interest from a kid, for a long time. And then later on, we raised cattle, and we started to sell a few here and there. And then the processing, sometimes getting an appointment was kind of tough. So that was in the back of my mind. I've just always kind of had that idea that I wanted to do that. And then later on, people are being more concerned with where their meat comes from. And I knew there was kind of a niche market that was coming, that the people that wanted to buy farm-raised stuff. And so I thought, well, I've got a really good quality animal that I'm needing to sell, and I felt that the slaughter and the processing plant would be just a good add to that.
Right. Well, so What animal is the most popular one that somebody brings to you?
Beef and hogs.
Okay.
We do about half and half, usually a week. That's to get our scheduling from the size of our facility. We try to schedule the slaughter. We spread it out over 3 or 4 days a week. That way we making room in the cooler as we go. So the beef and pork are the two main ones. We do an occasional buffalo. The lambs and goats are getting to be more popular. A lot of folks are raising lambs now. So
right.
We have done we've done some alligator and different things. Some folks that we still take an elk or two from boys that are hunting out west, you know, that's got them deboned and they've got to go somewhere with them. You know, by the time they get home with them, they've been on ice for a few days.
Right.
So we hadn't done any wild game in 3 or 4 years just because we don't have room. We've just been really pressed, you know, for space with the people, with the beef and the hogs.
Now, where are you located?
Halfway between Lead Hill and Yellville. On Highway 14.
Okay.
So we're a little community called Lakeway. So,
yep, I know exactly where you are.
Yep.
Okay, so now if you were, what is your favorite cut of, say, beef?
Oh, ribeye.
Yeah, it's the best, isn't it?
It is. Well, to me it is. You know, it's a little fattier meat.
That's what makes it good.
That's what gives your flavor, right? But I do like a ribeye steak, and of course the most popular is the burger. I mean, everybody uses more burger typically than we keep a steak for a special occasion or something, but we eat more burger than we do.
Well, sure, because it can go very far.
Lots of variables with it, right?
Sure.
Right. So
now, what about in pork when you're butchering a hog?
Now, I like a pork shoulder. A lot of folks want the loin or the ham, but that pork shoulder is I think the most flavorful cut on a hog. I'd rather have a pork steak, an old-fashioned pork shoulder steak, as I had a pork chop. So,
I'm not sure I've ever had a pork shoulder.
Try your pork steak. It'll have a 7-bone in it, but it's a deeper cutter. Your ham and your pork chop will be a lighter cutter. It'll just have a stronger flavor. That's what they make the pulled pork out of, if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can slice that steak off of that shoulder and put it on a smoker, and man, it's good too.
So now, because you're around all of this wonderful food all day, are you a vegetarian at home?
Don't say the V word.
That's a bad word.
That's
for you, isn't it?
Word, yeah.
That's a bad, bad word.
No.
I mean, they're good on the side, but just give me the meat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
You know, I'll take, you know, a potato on the side, and that'll be fine, but I'd rather have the meat.
Well, you got to have a little diversity there.
Sure.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so people are going to, the easiest thing for them to, how do they get in touch with you? How do they, you know, this is what I want to do, and they're hearing us today talking about this and go, okay, I want to bring, you know, some, I want to bring my cow, I want to bring a whatever,
well,
however
the,
it works.
The easiest and the best way is to give us a call. We do have a messenger on Facebook that my wife takes care of, and I'm not that good on Facebook and computers and things, so give us a call there, but typically you need to make an appointment. That has been a backup for the past few years. We're booking, you know, a couple of months out now, you know, four to eight weeks instead of 4 to 8 months, but the fall of the year is booking up quick. Like, I've already got weeks through September, October, November that I don't have room for anything, so we got a lot of spots in between, but the closer we get to the fall, then things begin to book up quick. So, you know, at least, you know, sure, when you get a feeder pig ready to feed, you know, give me a call and get you a spot booked in, because we can get booked out.
Well, sure, because especially coming into the fall, because that's when, you know, everybody's doing everything.
Right, that's it. It's the busy, that's the, you know, the old days, you had to do it in the fall after it cooled off, and that's just, you know, your animals are coming off your better pasture through the summer, and then you get into winter, it's harder to feed, you put one up, you got to worry about the water freezing, things like that. So, but no, just give us a call, we'll set you an appointment. If you want to buy a beef or a hog from us, you know, give me a lot of lead time too. I typically do about a litter of pigs a month, and depending on how things go, you know, sometimes that's 8 pigs and sometimes it's 14, just depending on how the, you know, the sale goes. But just give us a call, we put you on the list, and then when I get an opportunity to get one of mine in, we try to keep our orders filled that way. And but just give us plenty of lead time if you're wanting to butcher one of your own.
Now, when somebody comes in and they're bringing in a hog, or they're bringing in a cattle. And do you tell, do they get to pick what cuts they want, or do you just do this? I've butchered this whole thing and you get this whole thing and you get the, you know, quarter or what? How does that all work?
No, there's a, you know, we've got a custom cut sheet that we try to follow, and then, but we'll go down the list, especially the folks that have done it, they know what they want. We're getting a lot of new people that are doing this for the first time, and we'll walk them through from front to back on how to do that and give them options. You know, if it's your beef, it's custom. We cut it however you like. You can get it all boneless, or you can, you know, bone in. We can do all grind. I mean, we can do, I've got three experienced meat cutters there that have been, you know, two of them have got over 30 years experience. I mean, they know, they can make you about anything you want out of that beef on yours. And like say, you tell us what you want, and we do it. Now, if you order a beef from us, you know, if you do a whole one or half one, we can cut it any way you like. If you take a quarter, then it's, you've got to do kind of a custom, that way everyone gets an equal share. You know, I can't do you a quarter of half an inch and a half ribeyes and the other guy get a, you know, get 3/4 inch
right
ribeyes.
That won't work out.
Yeah, that way you know if you do the smaller portion, then we've got to do a kind of a standard cut sheet. But no, we can make about anything out of them that can. Now, we can't make a whole hog into bacon.
That won't work. It would be nice if we could figure out how to do that.
We do get that request from time to time.
Okay, so what is on your custom sheet?
We start at the front to back. I think I can quote this to you. I do it quite often. You know, we start with the chuck. You get an option of chuck steaks, chuck roast, or ground chuck. Then we can do the old timers that still do the old 7-bone steaks, which you cut that shoulder all the way down through. Typically on a chuck steak, I recommend just getting the best ones. They call them a chuck eye steak if you buy them in town. And where you separate that chuck from the ribeye, those first 4 or 5 steaks are just about like a ribeye. Ooh. I mean, so pretty nice cuts. Then the next one, we come into the rib. You know, you can get your rib steaks or your prime rib roast if you want those done. We cut mostly a bone-in rib steak is what we call it. It's a ribeye with a bone. It looks like a big pork chop.
You know. It's what do they call them, tomahawks or something like that?
They do that if you dress the end of them, leave a little bit of rib bone on there. Right. That makes it hard to package, but we do some of those if you want them. We can do that. But then you get through that. You can't get a prime rib roast and, you know, 3/4 inch ribeyes, it comes from the same cut.
Right.
Then you come on down, you're into the loin where your T-bones come from, or your strip steaks. Then your fillets there, you know, if you get your T-bones, you don't get your strips and your fillets. You get them, that's all on one piece. Go through that, then you're in your sirloin. We can do sirloin steak, sirloin roast off that, your ground. Then you get into your round steaks, round roast, and ground beef and stuff like that. We've actually finally found a U.S. DA paper that one of the universities have done that breaks those carcasses down, and we can give you a paper to look at, and you can see where each piece comes from, and it also gives a good reference on the weight of how much weight to expect from a 1,000-pound steer that dressed 61%. Then down your finished product is about 43% of the live weight, and it breaks it all down, and we'll walk you through that if you've never done it before.
Because that's what I was going to say. It's like, how many steaks do you get if you're getting half of a steer or whatever. Steer.
Well, there's lots of variables
yeah.
there.
Depending on what you want.
On your weights and your size of your beef. I dressed one of my beef last week, dressed 918 pounds. That was after he was going into the cooler, and
right.
Man, he was big. He was nearly 1,500 pounds on the hoof.
Wow!
Then the heifer that we delivered this morning, she was about 1,100 pounds. So, you know, and that depends on how thick you cut your steaks. You'll get more packages of them if you cut them thinner. Mm-hmm. If you like the big old inch and a half ribeyes for a special deal, then you're not going to get as many packages.
Right. Wow. There's just so much. I mean, I would have never, because, you know, I don't know. I have no clue. I'm from New Jersey. We go to the ShopRite and buy our meat.
Right.
Okay, and it's not good. But now this is going to be good quality meat, and you're saving money in the long run.
It does. Your averages is how you have to figure it. You know, sometimes on a half of beef, your ground beef cost per pound is a little higher than you can buy the 70-30 tubes of burger in town that come out of a 50,000-pound load of ground that packaged up. You know, it would be a little higher on the ground beef, but the steaks that I delivered this morning, you know, at $6.50 a pound for boneless ribeyes, strip steaks, and fillets, offset the the cost of the $6.50 burger that it figured out, you know.
Sure. And the quality.
And the quality.
That's the whole thing, is the quality.
That's it. All one package, no solution added, you know, all one animal. I mean, it's, you get this beef, that ground beef come off of that same beef that your steaks came off of, and nothing added to it, man. It just, it goes in the package and we vacuum seal it up.
So it's going to be the best of the best.
I think so. I think so. That's it.
Yeah. And so once again, tell everybody how they can call you, contact you, so they can get on your schedule.
Okay. Just to give us a phone call, and it's 870-436-7675. If you need a little catchy, it's 870-436-PORK. If you had the old numbers that you go by. And give us a call there. We try to avoid using the Facebook Messenger if possible, because I may be a few days getting back to you if that's the case. But if you'll give a call, Kathy or I want to answer the phone there at the shop, and we'll get you an appointment. And like I say, if you can, stop in and see us, and I can go over some of those cut sheets with them and you know, show them where the parts come from. They can look through the window as the guys are cutting the beef right there and see one come out of the cooler and go on the saw, you know. They can, and if I know it's a long ways over there for some folks, and you know,
it's worth it.
It is. We have a lot of folks that just stop in and ask questions and watch us work there a little bit and go with that way.
It's worth it. Making Bacon, John Weaver, thank you so much for coming, and thanks for this. It's very informational, and I've learned a lot more than I Love Lucy.
Well, I would hope so. And our website is supposed to be up and online, and we're going to start doing some videos. I've been filming different animals on the hoof where you can see what a finished animal looks like, then the carcass, then you know what the carcass looks like, and then your finished product. And because there's lots of variables in the way animals are taken care of, and you know, a grain-fed beef is not just a coffee can of feed like it used to be. You know, my steers right now are eating about 30 pounds a head per day of grain and all the hay they can eat, and to get that good finished heavy marble, good quality meat, you know, there's lots of variables. There's nothing wrong with not feeding one that much, but if you're expecting something, you know, you need to kind of know how it was taken care of.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for visiting with us today.
All right, thank you
John
for having
Weaving,
me
making bacon.